I'm Valerie Sanderson with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. A police chief in the Pakistani city of Karachi, renowned for his campaign against the Taliban, has been killed in a suicide attack. And later... What could be the first rap video ever made in North Korea has emerged on YouTube after two American rappers paid a visit to Pyongyang. One of Pakistan's most prominent policemen, Chowdhury Aslam Khan, has been killed by a Taliban suicide attack in Karachi. Mr. Khan was renowned for taking on the Taliban in some of the most dangerous neighborhoods of the city. He'd survived several previous attempts on his life.
It has become such a personal issue now. They're after me 24 hours a day, and I am after them 24 hours a day. It is a very risky job. They attacked my office, my home. I've been injured so many times. But you have to take risks to get success.
But do you feel sometimes that you're doing this alone? Because the judges let them off. Quite a few of your fellow officers don't want to tackle them. The politicians, many would say, do deals with them, or some of the politicians. You're not really getting much backing.
At times it is difficult, but the government does back us because the militants are destabilizing the country. The biggest problem is getting witnesses to testify in court because they're frightened.
I think the main thing about him was just his ridiculous levels of bravery. I mean, it was so obvious that so many people in the city wanted to kill him, and they tried to do so repeatedly.
American diplomats might struggle to get into the elusive North Korea, but two rappers from Washington seem to have managed it. What could be the first rap video ever made in North Korea has emerged on YouTube. It's from a little-known American duo, Pacman and Peso, and it's called Escape to North Korea. Here's a flavor of it. In the video, we see Pacman and Peso hip-hopping outside North Korean landmarks,